Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night.
And healthy meal.
And healthy, no fourth meal.
No fourth meal.
Healthy meal. Schoolboy Q is on Juan Epstein.
Yeah, man.
What up,
apparently,
man?
He's a
man,
man of the year.
He's a man of the year.
I'm chilling, man, you know what I mean? Happy to be woke.
You know what Sife said to me today?
What?
Sife said, man of the year. That song's fucking incredible. What did you say? Was that your quote?
It sounds close.
Something like
that.
And you don't hear Cypher Sounds get very excited about songs like that.
Yeah, man, that song got leaked. And we just had to mess with it, just like we gonna mess with it. And then a lot of people like it, so we shot the video. And that's that.
You're 3 for 3 on album tunes that I've heard.
Yeah.
Collard Greens is awesome. Pretty big record, too.
Mm-hmm.
Man of the Year is awesome. Getting bigger. And then yesterday, what's the name of the Alchemist one that came out yesterday?
Break the Bank.
Break the Bank. Alan the Chemist.
Yeah.
Sife, where do you want to start with Schoolboy Q? Because the story is kind of crazy. The whole Schoolboy Q story is kind of crazy.
You seem like you know it.
Well, I just know, I've talked to Q many times, and last time I interviewed him for Complex, we talked a lot, like, off and on camera about just, like, his story growing up. He's got a real growing up in the hood story. Like he's like real life boys in the hood story.
Yeah, for sure, real life. I mean, but I had to transition to something different because that's not my life no more. You know what I mean? So I'm happy to be here and being a rapper now instead of having to wake up kicking it with the homies, worrying about what car drive by. You know what I'm saying? Looking at all these cars now, I get to chill. You know what I mean? When people staring at me now, they want to know is that Schoolboy Q or not? You know, not is that nigga from. Whoop-de-whoop-woo-woo, where you from? You know what I'm saying? It's like more of a fan type shit, so I'm more at ease now. With my life.
Okay, so, well, tell us this. Before we get to the present and all the wonderful things you have going on, what do you have a first recollection of when you, as a kid, when you knew that you were going to enter that world and be a part of, like...
Rapping?
No.
Oh, gang
shit.
Oh, like I said, I tell people this story all the time. When I joined the set, it was an accident. Like, my homie said he was about to do it. I'm like, I'm going to go, too. Let's go.
You know where I mean? Do you go? Where does one, like, what does that mean?
I mean, you go to the block where all the homies be at, or the homies could be on your block, you know what I'm saying? Y'all have a conversation, you get put on, or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, the homie went to the park, I followed him.
And so, okay, so how did, okay, so for someone like me who's so lost even understanding this,
yeah.
How does that then begin? What is then,
you
what?
All right, first you have to grow up in the set. You have
in
to grow
what?
Up in the set.
The specific set that?
The block.
Oh, sorry.
You have to grow up. Ah. But you have to grow up in the set, for one. For two, you have to know at least more than one person. You know what I'm saying? You got to be kicking it with them. Y'all went to school together or something. He know your mom or auntie or something. You know what I mean?
And references, three, if you will, Sife.
Okay, references.
Yeah, and three, shit, you can't be no mark. You got to have a little heart. You know what I mean? Some people, they be marks. They always get put on gangs. You know what I mean? Snitches and busters won't fight when the time comes or whatever. But, I mean, it is what it is. Like, everybody got busters, but he probably had heart that day. He got put on. You get what I'm saying?
But they
people
knew.
People have moments. Because I had moments where I was shaking at times. Where I'm like, I don't know if I really want to do this. This type of shit, but then when it hits the fan, I turn to a whole different person. You know what I mean? Some people fold under pressure, and some people don't.
Me, fold.
But yeah, you just got to know people, and it's just something that you just do.
How old were you?
12.
12.
And how did they know that you had heart already? Like, did you fight in school?
I mean, yeah. I mean, we was all in a clique first, like a little gang called Flirts. Cause like it wasn't Crips or Bloods, who was just calling ourselves. It was like 30 deep. You know what I mean? And the homies weren't having that no more. The older homies like, y'all can't keep running around our hood claiming this little clique. You gotta, you know what I'm saying? But we didn't give a fuck. Then the homies like, I'm about to go to the park. And like I said, I just followed them. Like, come on, let's go.
So that was it for Flirts?
Yeah, that was it. It was over.
And which actual set did you claim?
Fathers Hoover.
And were there, within your neighborhood, is it all one set for the whole neighborhood?
I mean, yeah, for my block. I mean, for my section, like, it's the Troubles, too. 5-1 Trouble Gangsta Crip. We like the same shit, Hoover Gangsta Crip and Trouble Gangsta Crip. They 5-1, we 5-2. It's like the same thing, you know. We that's like one of our closest homies. We in the same hood and all that. They like on a few blocks down, we on this side of the block. You get what I'm saying? But we're allies.
Are all Crips, is there Crip on Crip action that happens, too?
Yeah, I mean,
from different
Crips
sets.
Beef with more Crips than Bloods. Like, a Crip would rather kill another Crip than a Blood. Like, more than likely, depending where you at, your section, if you're closer to the Bloods. But the Crips are so deep in L.A., like, it's so many Crips. You have no choice but to feud with people that's two blocks down, you know what I mean? It can all start from, you call my mama a bitch, you called your mama a bitch, now I beat you up. And now they like, fuck that, we got beef now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could start from something that small. Like,
but at some point, if the beef was to escalate within Crips, is there then like a Crip hierarchy that would step in and be like, all right, this is what's going on. This
man,
is
you got big homies that'll do that, but I mean, it's, once it gets too deep, it's too deep. Like, once one person dies, it's over. Like, can't kill my homie and think I'm gonna just be like, all right, wave the white flag. Like, all right, we done. It's going too far. Like, you already done killed my homie. I got to get one of yours now. I'm not saying it like I've done that, but that's just how it goes. You know what I'm saying?
So what age were you deepest into it? Like, as a teenager?
Yeah, you don't get into it to like, really. I mean, a lot of people do it through in high school, but I was still trying to be an athlete. I was banging the set, but I really wasn't. But like, the crunch time of game banging really is from 17 to like 21.
That's the prime of your career.
That's the prime of your game banging, because you grown. You get to hang out in the set all day now. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to go to school for that 8 hours and come back and miss out on a little bit of action. I mean, you in the middle of the action all day. You get what I'm saying? From when you wake up, walk to the store, you in action all day.
Okay, so this is a fucked up question to ask. But on any level, at that point, when you're that deep in it, and you're a teenager, and there's a lot of action, was it fun on some level? Like, was there an upside to it?
Yeah, you know, you get used to the environment, you adapt to it, you adapt to your surroundings. You see people laugh when certain people get beat up bad, and you be like, you start off shaking like, dang, that's a little cold. Even though you hate him still, like, whatever, he got beat up, but I ain't about to laugh at him and stare at him and point at him and strip him down. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of that. But once you adapt to what's going on, like, you get numb to all that. You start laughing. Like, I got homies that are like, come in the house, that'll be like, ah, you heard about Whoopty Whoop, he just died, and the homies just start laughing. Like, that's just how this gang life is. Like, but
you still had to have moments when that happened at first, and you were like, that doesn't sound funny.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm a human being,
right? And I know, but that's the thing. And through your music, you can hear that you're super smart and emotional.
Yeah, like,
so you had to feel that to an extent.
Yeah, so like, it's like I said, it's not something I'm into no more. Like, I'm it's embarrassing for me to even really be talking about it like in detail. Like, from me going to what I was to now, like, I look at it as like retarded. Like, why would I go and do all that type of stuff? Like, you know what I mean? Take time away from my daughter, like, and not being able to support her. Like, it went 2 years before I can support my daughter. She was born for 2 years. Like, I didn't have like a dime on me. You know what I mean? She had to grow up like for them 2 years on like Medi-Cal and like, you know what I mean? Like, the county basically for her medical for 2 years. Like, and I had to pay child support for 2 years.
Did she have a weed card?
Nah.
Isn't that what Medi-Cal is?
No.
Is that included in that though? Can you get weed? You can't get weed with Medi-Cal, can you? It's a damn shame.
No, it's a medical. It's like if you're on the county, you know what I'm saying, your kid needs some health insurance. You know what I'm saying? It's like health insurance.
How's your relationship with your daughter's mom?
I won't speak on that.
Not so, okay.
Yeah, but that's my girlfriend.
I won't speak on that.
Well, that gives that's some answer. But your daughter is such a huge part of your life. In fact, you just revealed the album cover.
Mm-hmm.
It's your daughter, right?
Yeah.
It's your daughter as you.
Yeah, my daughter with the mean mug, my bucket hat.
And your bucket hat.
You know what I'm saying? And my old picture.
Do you see it yet?
I got a picture.
Look it up. It's pretty dope.
I got a picture where I'm doing that. Like, it's an old picture where I'm young, and my mama took a picture of me. And I'm just staring at the camera like my uncles. You know what I'm saying? Because they used to be.
With the OG pose.
Yeah, dude. Like, I had an uncle that was in the pen or whatever, and I used to see all his poses. And he always used to stand like this, you get what I'm saying, with his head up, with his eyes low, like a real gangster. And I got a picture like that. I was going to use that picture for my album, but I'm like, nah, it'd be dope. The oxymoron in this album is that I'm doing all this bad to do good for my daughter. Like, that's why I'm robbing. That's why I'm stealing. That's why, I you know what I'm saying, I done shot you and got on, you get what I'm saying, and took your car, whatever it is that I'm talking about in my album, Negative, is always for a good cause for my daughter, you get what I'm saying? That was the oxygen.
Do you think, though, this is the same thing you and I talked about the first time we ever talked about drinking and driving.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that people understand that what you're saying, and I'm going to say this, I think you have a you actually have a fairly in tune and smart fan base who actually really is deeply into your music.
Yeah.
But do you think that they get it, that the stories you're telling is with a point to it, and not that you're actively doing that now or saying that should be done?
Nah, I don't think they fully understand it. I don't think everybody do. Some people just like the music, you know what I'm saying? Because even though I'm talking about something, I could be done. It'd be like a record like, how can I say? For a record like Man of the Year, like people don't even understand. Like through my verses, it's nothing like the hook. I'm talking about L.A., you know what I'm saying? I'm not even talking about Man of the Year. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about scenes and shit from L.A., how it goes down. You know what I'm saying? Home of the paid on the first and nigga going broke by the third. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's L.A. shit. Like,
so Medi-Cal.
My daughter grew up on Medi-Cal, you know what I'm saying? Where, for 2 years, like, you know what I mean? Them little food stamps, you get a little couple dollars, you know what I'm saying? Then it's gone. You know what I mean? So my whole shit is like, everything I do is on a concept, like no matter what, like hands on a wheel, like when you was on me about that, like I don't drink, I don't even drink, you know what I'm saying? But that's the contradiction that I'm making in this album, you know what
I'm
saying?
Well, it's so funny, when you first met me then, I was new to your music, and you're like, well, it's called Habits and Contradictions. You gave me an answer about when I was questioning about hands on the wheel, and he's like, well, you know, Habits and Contradictions is about exactly that, Habits and Contradictions, and then my album's going to be called Oxymoron, and you had this whole plan laid out, and I'm like, I believed you, but I still didn't know your music well yet. So I'm like, we'll see. And then I sit here, we are a few years later now, the album's coming out, and I've gotten to experience your whole body of work, and it's like, no, that's actually what you've been doing.
Yeah, I don't drink and drive. Like, I don't gangbang, like, in a set no more. Like, but that's my past life, and that's the story I need to tell. Like, other than that, I just be making records like collard greens forever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd just be making a gang of collard greens.
Do you like collard greens?
Yeah, I like collard greens. That was more for the ladies, though. You know what I mean? That was like a lady record. Like, I mean, I'm not expecting, like, a bunch of the homies to like a song where it says chitty ching ching could buy anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was for females. Like, when that song dropped, you're going to see a female shaking her ass as soon as the beat dropped. Like, you just can't stand still. A female just can't stand still to that song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's what makes me love you guys so much, is that that's your ladies' record. Because that's still a pretty tough record compared to most of the shit that's out there.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is, man. I'm here to please my fans. Like, I'm not here to please radio. I'm not here to please, you know what I'm saying, try to meet expectations from these other people. I'm here to please my fans because they're going to make me who I am.
But it's funny, some of the first things I ever heard about your album, maybe like a year ago when people started hearing it, or like 6 months ago, people were like, oh, I've heard a piece of the album. A lot of people were talking about there being really big records on it. Mm-hmm. Like almost the point that got me nervous. I'm like, well, what kind of big records are they talking about? But everything I've heard so far has been right in your lane of dope hip-hop records.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like I said, I'm not chasing nobody's sound or trying to work with this producer because he got this hit record out or none of that. Like I do me. You know what I'm saying? I don't sound like nobody. Like nobody from me picking a single or rather me just making an album. Like I don't sound like nobody.
Something just popped in my head that's funny that could be good to use on the radio part two. You made a joke at Rock the Bells before it got fucking canceled. When you came out to do the Black Hippie set.
Mm-hmm.
And you made a joke when you came on stage. You were like, yo, F Kendrick. It's time for Schoolboy Q. I had enough of that Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, yeah.
No, like, totally joking around, obviously. Yeah. But the question is, what is it like to be the second dude in the crew when the first dude who comes out becomes the
like
biggest?
Every day somebody goes, yo, what's up with your man? What's Kate on that?
So you love him as your man, but there still has to be an element of like, all right, I'm ready for Schoolboy Q time.
Yeah, I mean, this album, it's finally done. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's the reason why I took so long on my album. If it was up to Interscope, my album would have been out last summer, 2013. You know what I mean? But I wanted to perfect my stuff because I didn't think it was right. I always felt like I was missing three records. Even when I was done with the album, like, a lot of these songs that I have on this album was made in 2012. You know what I mean? I spent the whole 2013 trying to find four to three records, you know what I'm saying, that fits the album in. It took my album to that level.
Are you comparing it the whole time on some level to Good Kid, Mad City?
I mean, yeah, we always do that. Like, you have to listen to the level of competition. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to beat the best, like, you have to know what the best is doing and understand what the best is doing. That's like saying I didn't study Jay and Nas or Big and Pac. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, I studied Kendrick because he is one of the heavy hitters in the game. Like, the album is incredible. You know what I mean? Like, it came out 2012. Like, people act like it came out 2 months ago. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's a strong album. Like, I had to step back and really understand, do I want my album to be hot like the rest of these niggas for 4 months? Like these rap niggas, that's why they gotta keep dropping mixtape after mixtape, album. Like, what type of nigga drop 5 records in 1 month? Like, how you drop 5 records in 1 month? Like, it's not about you working. Like, you ain't working.
Whereas you haven't dropped anything since your...
Nobody in our camp drops that fast.
Nothing drops. Everything's
like,
an album.
No, you take your time. Like, Nas wasn't dropping 5 mixtapes. Jay wasn't dropping 5 mixtapes. They didn't drop no mixtapes. Like, them niggas was like, we're going to go on an album.
A lot of those dudes are chasing, like, little club money.
Yeah, that's all it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I triple that. Like, you know, I wait more than triple that. Like, but, like, you got to study that shit. Like, Big Pac, all these, the greats, man. When you talk about greats, they never drop mixtapes. You get what I'm saying? Like, they all focused on one project, whether it took 2 years, 1 year, 1 month, 5 months. You put all that effort into one project. You know what I'm saying? Rather, that's out of all them 5 projects, you take two of the best songs out of all them 5 projects and make it mesh together however you want to do it. Like, you have a classic album. Instead of putting, talk about, oh, we working because you did 3 songs in one night. Like, this ain't 96 with Pac. Like, you get what I'm saying? That shit does, like, there's too much shit going on in music now. It's calling people in, play the violin. You know what I'm saying? Like, rappers nowadays are really producers and, like, really artists now. Like, all that shit you heard on Kendrick album, an Abso album, the violins or the people singing, that's them bringing people in. Or you hear the beat switch up right here, or, you know what I'm saying? That's not the beat presented to us like that. And we just
do you guys want any more?
Yeah, we built that. Like, back in the days, all it was, book the studio time, go in, do your thing, you know what I'm saying? Yes. But they would take their whole time with that thing. Like, rather take 2 years or a year, they're going to focus on that album. But nowadays, it's a whole lot more than just going to the booth, rapping to it, and then having to send it to the engineer and tell him to mix it. Like, nah, it takes months sometimes to finish one record, you know what I mean?
Are there any, yeah, I mean, obviously it depends. Some people take super long, like Kanye told us. Kanye's told us he worked on all the lights for like,
I forget, months.
Yeah, like he said he didn't do enough. He's like, I'm not done with it. I still want to do more with it. How collaborative are you guys? Do you sit around like for Good Kid, Mad City? Are you around for a lot of the sessions too?
Yeah, I was there a lot. Like, for example, like, I don't want to put too much of the cat out the head like that. But Kendrick, I remember him working on a Janet Jackson record. The one with Drake, Poetic Justice. Mm-hmm. And every time I went to the studio for like so long, like he was, that beat was always on. I didn't hear no vocals to it, but every day he was working on that record. Damn. For a long time. And that's like a radio single. Yes. You know what I'm saying? That's just like a radio single. It's not even like one of them super concept songs like goes with the album. This is like, you know what I mean? Like, for the radio, this is for the chicks. Like, he took so long with that.
Still, to get that.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even think it was 16 bars that was in the verses. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that just shows, like, niggas is really geniuses these days. Like, niggas is really paying attention to school. Absol say this, too. Like, the best rappers usually wrote the best essays in high school, and I believe it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
how were your essays in high school?
Pretty good. Pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had a 3.3 in high school, like. You know what I'm saying? Like, I graduated
and played,
with
and
a
played
B.
football and
yeah, I graduated with a B+. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, take your time, man, and work on the ill shit. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to keep it funky with your fans and shit like that, man. You can't just be out here just dropping 20 mixtapes in 1 year. And
how do you ensure though that the crew always stays so on point? Because now, for example, Solo's done with his next thing. He's ready to go.
Yeah, finished 2 projects.
So he's sitting waiting for you. Yeah. So, and you've been waiting for Kendrick's cycle, which took for fucking ever. Turned out to be a monster cycle. Mm-hmm. So how do you keep the crew so tight and make sure no one starts getting ahead of themselves and flustered?
We're not like that because, like, we came up different. Like, people don't understand. It's not like the G-Unit story or the Cash Money story. Well, yeah, some like the Hot Boys, but I don't think they was really homies like that. But all these rap groups from
no, they were mostly different rappers who were pulled together.
Yeah, Rockefeller, Bad Boy, like none of them niggas, Death Row, none of them niggas had the bond like us. Like, maybe Wu-Tang is probably it. You know what I mean? Like, we came up, like, we were sharing food, sleeping on the same couch, hoping that we get to the couch before I hoping I'll make it to the couch before Absol make it to the couch too, before I can sleep. You get what I'm saying? Like, hopefully I'll get there before him or whatever. Like, that type of shit. So, like, our bond is way different. Like, I don't call Kendrick and say congratulations on shit. That's just weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't call me and then say congratulations. You got a release date or your album's coming out. Like,
yeah. What do you call? What do you call about?
It's funny shit on TV. Something a rapper said or something on Roll Star. Something we found on YouTube.
Just like,
hey, cuz, look at this. Look at this. Hey, check this out. Hey, Q, where you at? You got to look at this right now. Stop what you're doing. Stop, you know what I'm saying? That's the type of bond we got now, me, Absol, Kendrick, and J-Rock. Like, we don't talk about music and shit like that. But we will tell each other, like, if we walk in on a session and it's something that we don't really like, we'll be like, oh, you T, why you working on that dumbass song? You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll, like, throw a little shit out there, but it ain't no, like, oh, man, this is what you need to do. Oh, man, if you just had this record with that record. We trust each other. We know we all seen each other's vision. We talked about our vision.
What record did you have an argument about? Not an argument, but, yeah. What's something you stood your ground with? Either his album or your album?
Stood my ground with. They love this album.
Everything.
Yeah, they love it. Kendrick was just looking at my album because he did all my track listing. For all my albums. Like, he put all my albums.
He puts the order
sequence
together?
Yeah, like, I tell him what I would want here and there, here and there. And he always had put my album together, and he was doing it for this one. I just told him what did I wanted next to each other or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Stuff like that. But he was just listening. Like, man, this album is just too hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is crazy.
I mean, when I saw them at Rock the Bells a year ago, like, while Kendrick's album's still scorching, Kendrick, like, I could sense the energy within the crew as his album was finishing. Like, no, this one right here. Yeah. Like, not saying that Good Kid, Mad City isn't the shit, but they were, like, amped about this one, which is why I'm so excited about Oxymoron, because I could sense from you guys that you think that this is clearly in that realm.
Yeah, I mean, when I listen to this album, I think of Doggy Style. You know what I mean? There wasn't no rules to that album. Like, he didn't even rap on his first. The intro song, was Lady of Rage.
Time.
Like, you didn't even hear Snoop.
I say that all the time. That's so crazy you just said that. I'm like, Snoop didn't even rap on his intro.
It's G-Funk, and it's his first album.
Yeah, the first
Yo,
album.
No, that's so crazy. I'm glad you just said that, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he had a single called Ain't No Fun If the Homies Can't Have None. Like, I feel like songs like that is not appreciated no more. Like, niggas is too soft these days. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, can't say
you're not a share. No, I mean, I don't want to share with the homies.
Nah, I mean, nobody really wants to share. Like, I don't think Snoop Dogg really wanted to share, but it's all fun and games. This is what we talk about.
Right,
this is how we. This is our lifestyle. This is what we. You know what I'm saying? Like, we see a bunch of girls walk by every day. We'd say we just smash, but that don't mean we're gonna smash them. You know what I'm saying? But like, songs like that is not appreciated no more. I feel like, and I think I'm gonna bring that type of shit back.
How is the love from the ladies out on the road these days?
Oh, man.
The chicks love?
People don't understand. Like, a lot of my fans are women. Like a lot of them are women. Like, you'll come to a show and see, like, the same amount of dudes as you see girls. Jumping around and going crazy.
How do you balance?
How do you fuck all these hoes?
How do you decide who comes upstairs?
Yeah, it's a good question. What is the decision-making process in trying to lay this shit down?
Honestly, I don't even be fucking like groupies and the shit like that. That's scary.
Why is everyone I talk to so fucking respectable?
Nah, bro, that's
Ghostface
scary.
Ghostface was the best.
What? He just picked?
No, Ghostface. What did he say?
What did he say? I don't remember.
You know the line. You always say it to me.
Oh, you goddamn right I fuck fans? Of course.
Yeah, goddamn right I fuck fans. King me. That's that was, Supreme Clientele.
Exactly.
Right
I fuck.
So, but you don't like fucking fans. It's weird. It's weird when they know
bro,
you too well.
When you walk up to a girl, she sees you and she screams when she see you.
Yeah, that's weird.
You have to hold her like chill out because she like, you know what I'm saying? Like
it's a turn off.
The fuck her like, or the girl that just stare as soon as you walk in the room, she's just staring at you in your eyes. And, you know what I'm saying? Being too thirsty, letting you know that you can fuck like you don't want to.
It's a turn off.
Like, that's nasty.
Yeah, okay, but what if
I feel you?
In the very few times in my life in which I could tell a woman wanted to have sex with me, it was a turn off. But here's my question. What if the girl is thirsty like that, but she looks outrageously good?
She's
still ruining it?
Outrageously good because it's going to turn me off.
The thirst is instantly going to...
I didn't have sex with baddies, like, you know.
You
what
passed
saying?
On
like I didn't had bad ones. Like I'm not tripping on.
So you still do well with women, but you take your time and just meet chicks that you like. Still, you're not just out there smashing.
Nah, I don't even be doing that really. I got somebody in my life. I ain't tripping.
God, what? You're so quality.
Yeah,
schoolboy quality.
Schoolboy Q. The Q stands for quality.
I wouldn't be me if I kept it. If I didn't keep it real,
you are. I will tell you what.
I keep it 100.
Sometimes you're so honest. I've been interviewing you before, and felt awkward because I'm like, should he be saying this out loud?
No, I get in trouble.
Like you talk about your past crime life in a way that's in detail that I'm like, I've never heard rappers. Maybe it's because half of them are fronting and don't really have stories to tell.
They don't have. You can't. Like, I'm the type of, like, these rappers have to be in their hood every day because they be, you know what I'm saying, they done portrayed this certain look and they make this toughness or they ain't even getting really money and they faking like they getting money. They be in their hood every day. I see my hood maybe 3 times a year.
Wait, what do you mean they're in their hood every day?
To try to make sure people know.
To make sure they know them and you get what I'm saying? They be like, yeah, I'm here. Like, I don't show up never, bro. I go to my hood maybe 3 times a year. You get what I'm saying? That's the drive-by. Grab a homie. We're going to the show, or we about to go to the Niner game. We're going out of town right quick. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I'm not going to the hood to kick it and sit on the corner.
Is your hood officially Figueroa or just Hoover?
Nah, that's the side. I'm from Hoover.
But Hoover's a street, right?
Yeah, but
it's also a neighborhood.
Another street, too.
Okay.
Fig is the other street. It's like Hoover, then it's Fig.
But if you were to describe...
My crew hung on Fig. We from Hoover, but we hung on Fig. You get what I'm saying?
So if you were talking to someone who didn't understand shit, where would you officially say you're from?
Hoover.
You still say Hoover, but
LA,
it's not a real place.
I hate
place.
When people say, yo, what part of L.A. you from? Like, nigga, I don't know L.A., motherfucker. Like, you ask, it's like... What part of Harlem you from? Like, nigga,
no,
Harlem.
It's all sides, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is different.
Yeah, Harlem's different.
You
they
say,
will.
You can say East Side. You can sound from.
Yeah, East Brooklyn.
No, but even Harlem. What's the other spot? Shit. Polo Grounds.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I just Polo be like Grounds? LA.
155th, 155th.
I'd be like South Central, LA.
South Central.
The ghetto. I always say,
you got to talk.
The ghetto in LA. You ever seen those movies with the ghetto in LA? I'm from there.
You got to like movie references. That's what we know.
So I can see no,
movie
part
references
of California.
And NWA and Ice Cube references. That's what
that's
we
it.
Know.
Yeah.
So, we've had some interesting conversations about hip hop. You said first of all your favorite Nas album was It Was Written.
People hate me for that, but I mean,
It Was Written is a hot album,
right?
It's just
to our age range though. It sounds crazy.
It's yeah, it's not Illmatic.
Nah, man, y'all just living up to that Illmatic hype because it's the first one, man. No. Illmatic is great, bro. Like I said, I got every Nas album in my phone. You get what I'm saying?
Everyone. Like, you have Nostradamus on there?
Every Nas album got hot songs.
Of course. It has a few. What's the worst Nas album? How about that? What's the worst Nas album?
Worst Nas album? I could tell you. Let me look.
Nostradamus? That's what someone said.
Nostradamus.
It has to be Nostradamus. That's what I would think, right?
I don't even remember. I don't really know.
Do you remember the song Nostradamus?
Yeah.
What did it say? An EPMD record?
Yeah.
No one fucked with it. I liked Nostradamus. No one fucked with that song.
Nostradamus.
Nasty Nas to Escobar. Now he is Nostradamus.
Yeah. But if I wouldn't say, like, honestly, I think Illmatic is the third best album.
Oh,
What's the second?
I Am, to me.
I Am is good, though.
I Am has so much detail in it,
wait,
bro.
Do you have the I Am bootleg, though?
Nah, like, I had a bootleg. Because Nostradamus and I Am came out, like, the same time.
Like,
I remember,
6 months apart.
I Am.
The bootleg came out.
I Am bootleg has some extra songs that are... Oh, you know what it is? Because they couldn't clear some of the samples. So the original versions are on like this bootleg album, and then I Am came out and it was a little different.
Yeah.
I'll give you those songs if you want.
Hell
those
yeah.
Shits are fucking, like Drunk By Myself.
Ooh. Yeah. But Drunk By Myself, didn't they end up putting that on his B-sides?
It was supposed to be on I Am, it wasn't on there.
But didn't they put it on, remember he has the
yeah, it came out
Lost
later.
Tapes.
Yeah. Drunk By Myself.
Drunk By Myself's crazy.
Yeah, oh, I'll find them.
What about Married to Marijuana? That didn't end up anywhere. Why not?
Married to Marijuana, that's Nori.
That's Nori. Yeah. No, but there's the one with him, a large pro. One plus one. I'm thinking the same. There was a bootleg record. One side was Married to Marijuana. The other one was the Nas and Large Pro song.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? While he's looking up Nas, what's your favorite Ghostface album?
Supreme Clientele. That's easy.
Hands down.
Easy. Like, come on.
I know, man.
He wants to get up.
Come on. Now. Everybody gonna say Supreme Clientele.
It Was Written is dope though.
It was.
Have you ever went back and listened?
Of course, I love It Was Written.
Man, that shit is so hard. But here's the thing: so good,
New York City,
and it still
right?
had content.
New York City, Illmatic comes out, changes the world. This is us growing up. Changes the world. Illmatic's the shit, and then, he comes out with the shit with Lauren. If I Rule the World.
Well, that was that moment we were like, ee.
At the time. Now I think it's a great record and it made history. But at the time we were like Trackmasters.
Yeah, at the time,
it was like Trackmasters was like, like the little shakers, like shh. We were like,
because you're what, 25?
No, I'm 27.
27? So even still, the 7 years age difference makes a difference. Yeah. At the time when Nas came back out, we all thought it was funny style. Everyone's like, oh, what's he doing, Travis? And then he has the character. Now he's Escobar. He's talking about drugs now. It just was weird. But when you go back and listen to it now, the album has almost every song on it was written. It's amazing.
Man, that album is crazy. What it is, it's like you get caught up in fans. Like, fans, I get fans now that hit me up and be like, oh my God, Q, what are you doing?
They think you're selling out? Cats think you're selling out yet?
Yeah, like getting nervous. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God.
Well,
you hear
I played Man of the Year on Saturday on the radio, like mixed in with other club up tempo banging records. And that's not normally, I guess, your style, what people will say. But I mean, it fits perfectly.
Yeah,
like, that's a club banger.
No, you gotta.
It does fit,
dog. You gotta see. You gotta see like a Schoolboy Q show. These shit.
No. But that's your fans, though.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Think of me as like a
drone, no, like a robot,
not
in
a
club.
Friend, but like what do you call it? You know when someone's like your friend, but they like associate.
Okay.
Like think of me as an associate Schoolboy Q fan.
Okay, yeah.
And in that, as a DJ, just a regular DJ playing on the radio, I played that record on Saturday. And I've played it before, and I like it. I listened to it. I played it in my car. I liked the song. But in the moment, mixing it, and I was like, oh, this shit
it
is
worked.
Tough. And then I brought it back, and then I started shouting Rosenberg. I'm like,
yo, I heard I got love.
He plays this. He played it first. But then even his boy that was in the room running the boards, he's like, oh, shit. And you could feel it, you know, when you speed it up a little bit, mix it with other records. Like, it went good with fucking Paranoid or one of those Mustard records or Mac Wilds in that tempo.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he got
but
one.
But to me, when I heard, that's what's cool about it, because when I heard Man of the Year, to me, I just think, damn, another dope underground Q banger. Yeah. To me, I don't hear it like that. To me, they've
even
all sounded.
Hands on the Wheel is dope, but it's not that tempo. It's it was slower.
So I was going to ask you about production-wise and talking about Alchemist. Tell us, you and I have talked about this, how Alchemist is the man who brings all of hip-hop together.
Man, Alchemist, because he cool, man. Like, you can go to Alchemist Studio and not even work. Like, if you want to just go chill, like, yo, Alk, let me come through right quick. You got something on your mind. Like, you ain't been in the studio too long. You need to be around a homie. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what us rappers do. Like, we'll be so locked in the studio for so long and going so hard that you will come to the studio one day and won't have shit to say and you just be brain dead. Like, fuck. Beat been playing for 3 hours. Like, man, let me go over here talk to a homie or something. Or
I don't even have
go chill with some, hear some different beats. You know what I'm saying? Just go to Alchemist. I don't even want no beats. I just hear, play me something. You know what I'm saying? Get my juices back going.
So he could just play you music.
Man,
like, let's listen to music.
Yeah, he got just play two big ass studios in his crib. You know what I'm saying? Like,
inspiration Alchemist.
Yeah, like he got studio that you pay for in his crib, like that you would pay.
Oh, he has a real studio that he'll rent out to people.
Yeah, yeah. No, he don't rent them out.
Like, but he could.
The ones, yeah, that's like what I'm saying. Like, would go rent.
I would pay for that studio.
It's a full studio.
Yeah, yeah. You get what I'm saying?
But sometimes he'll just play random old records. And
just play shit. Like, me and Alchemist got records. We got like 5 records that nobody never heard. Nobody probably never will hear.
I'm going to try to get one from
him. Me and Action got a record on his album, too. On Action Bronson album. It's crazy.
An Al record.
Yeah, Al record.
That's retarded.
Al did Break the Bank.
Cypher, you play Break the Bank for a minute. Let's play that real quick for a second.
Yeah, this is
even though it'll sound like shit on our podcast, I still want to play it for a second for the people. It actually ends up sounding all right. It's our technology. You like that?
Yeah.
It's what we do.
Yeah. This is the 2012 too.
2012?
Like the end of it. Tell me I'm sorry, you know, old shit that's supposed to happen now.
Like, really?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you got it in the room? Drew can play it in the room if you want. Hold on, we're good. Yeah, sound quality. That shit is so hard, yo.
Do you you have no idea when we made that record, dog.
That shit is so hard.
When we made that record, dog, we was so tired. We done did like 3 records that day. We were working on 3 records. I don't know if they all was finished, but we was just burnt. We done smoked all the weed up.
You know what I'm saying?
We just burnt.
You know what that's like, Syfe?
Then he played this beat like, dude. I'm like, yo, load that up right now. You know what I'm saying? I write to it or whatever. He goes to sleep. I wake him up. Let me lay this hook. I laid the hook. Then I laid the verse. And then I just sat there and I didn't like it. I'm like, nah. Because that la-di-la-di-do shit got on my nerves. Like,
yo, you love doing melodic shit, and then you love hating on yourself for doing the melodic shit.
Yeah, I mean, because at the time, you know it's right. But then, like I said, like, I take a long time to finish a record, so I'll be in there listening to shit all day. So I hate it by the time I'm done. Like,
I can't
send in my mixing. Like, I come through when it's over, like towards the end, like 3 in the morning.
It's hard. Yeah.
Then let me hear what you got, what you did, and I make corrections. But I can't sit there like Kendrick. He'll sit in there with
the mix engineer
for 12 hours, dog.
Like just sitting there at the table.
Yeah, change that. All right, change that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I smoke weed. I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm a different person. Like, but some niggas could really do that shit, but I can't, like. But yeah, anyway, I hated it. Then I slept on it, woke back up, turned it on. Me and Alchemist was like, wow.
Who do you?
The first verse in the hook, and we was like, oh, shit, this is it.
Who
we finished it like within an hour? I wrote the next 2 verses in the bridge.
Who do you know because of Alchemist? What artists have you become friends with because of Al?
Because of Al, Mos Def, Action Bronson, Damo for Our Future. I will say no, not Earl. I met Earl like kind of through Mac Miller.
And you don't know, and you knew Mac separately, not through Al.
Yeah, not through Al.
Well,
a lot of rappers, Rock Marciano, that's my nigga.
Yeah, Marcy dope.
Boldy James.
I was about to say Boldy James.
Boldy James. He the reason me and Danny Brown did our first record too.
Oh yeah.
But I knew Danny Brown prior, but
he got you in the lab.
He got me and Danny Brown the record.
That
was a good dude.
What happened with Mos? How'd you meet Mos?
Me and Kendrick was over there. I had just signed my deal that same day, too. It's crazy. I just signed to Interscope that day or whatever. And we was going over there. Like I said, we go to Alchemist spot, kick it, play her some music or whatever. And then out of nowhere, this nigga Mos Def comes in with his shoes off. You know what I'm saying? He hops out. He comes through. You know what I'm saying? He just start playing a gang of records. And I got to introduce myself. And it fucked me up because, like, I was still coming up. Like, now I'm expecting anybody to know who I am. You may not know what I look like, but you know who I am. Like,
if you're in rap.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I seen Mos Def, and I go to introduce myself. He was like, oh, yeah, cute. He already knew who I was. And that shit flipped me out. Like, what? This nigga know who I am. Yeah, I had to keep my composure and shit. And I'm like, I just walked away like, oh, thank you. Like, yo, that's Mos Def.
Mos used to tell me, yo, get me, like, every K-Slay and Clue tape that's out. And I have to bring him, like, a stack of CDs.
Because he just wants to hear what's new?
Yeah, he just loved listening. He's like, I love ignorant mixtapes. Like,
so he would just stay on whatever was out to hear what.
This is back then, like,
yeah,
like when Fat Beats days and stuff.
Yeah,
and I saw him. He was at the first Odd Future show I ever went to in New York.
Yeah,
he was there.
He's always up on that shit. I mean, he was back then. I guess he still is now.
Yeah, Alchemist, man. We cut 2 more records too for my album.
How many does he have on there total?
Man, he was supposed to have 3, but the samples.
So how many is it on the album?
Just 1 really, but we replayed a record that he gave the vision. He led the way to, I could say. Like, I did a record called Hoover Street. It was called Familiar at first, but it was called Hoover Street. We had to switch it or whatever because of the sample. And we just got done doing the business on Break the Bank, like, because of the sample or whatever. We was going back and forth, and I had to turn my album, and pre-orders is already up now, you know what I'm saying? And, like, we didn't have enough time, so we had to come in that same day and redo everything. So I don't know what's the credits going to be like for Alchemist on that record, but...
Who decides that? Who figures out the credits and shit?
The business people. I mean, we talk and we get shit right. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and Alchemist will sit there and talk or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, business is business. You know what I'm saying? He got to take care of his business, and I got to take care of my business. So,
how often do you talk to Top Dog?
Not often. Like, maybe like 8 times a month.
That was an arbitrary number to
No, because we talk, but it ain't like no.
You could have said twice a week. It ended up being 8 times a month. Because it could be random.
Yeah.
It could be like one weekend you talk
hello?
A lot.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, come to the studio. We got to talk about the album. I'm like, all right. Hey, yo, I like that shit. That shit going good. Whatever, blah, 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 blah. All right. Hey, I got some money over here for you. You want to come get it? Right. You know what I'm saying? It's like that. Like, so it ain't.
But is, you talk to Kendrick how often?
About 8 times a month. Same thing. But ours is different. It's sending YouTube links and laughing at something the homie said, clowning Absol. You know what I'm saying? Like,
why clowning Absol?
Sol is like the little brother of the other camp that we always bag on. You know what I'm saying? He's a genius in his music. Like, he's incredible. Like, you know what I'm saying? He inspires me a lot. But I mean, sometimes you gotta have, it's, you know what I'm saying? J-Rock is the tough guy. I'm the clown. The clown / tough guy dressed nice and shit. Absol is the scientist, you know what I'm saying? The mad scientist don't give a fuck about his appearance. But come to this bitch, crusty lips, no shower, you know what I'm saying? Rap his ass off, you know what I'm saying? Not giving a fuck and still have a bad bitch with him, you know what I mean? Then you got Kendrick, you know what I'm saying? That's just Professor X, you know what I mean? He's just a golden child. It was nothing we could have did about that, you know what I'm saying? Like, he has this aura around him. And I mean, I'm proud of Kendrick to be in the head, the front of TDE, because he worked harder than all of us. I ain't gonna lie. He worked harder than me. He worked harder than Absol and J-Rock. I'm not saying we don't work hard, but Kendrick, he's drug-free, liquor-free, like, no kids. Like, he's really dedicated to everything. Like, I have to take breaks off to get my daughter right. And, you know what I'm saying? Or take this smoke break. I need to go get some weed. So I didn't go to the studio that day. I didn't have enough weed. You get what I'm saying? Like, Kendrick is there.
No matter what, he's there.
He's in the studio right now. He probably sleep in the studio right now. Like, so he deserved everything. Like, he deserved. I remember we was talking. And, when he was working on, he just dropped Section 8. He was like, dog, watch. I'm going to get nominated for a Grammy this next album. And this was like when Interscope was projecting him to do like 70,000 records or some shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And he like, I'm gonna have a Grammy nominated album. You know what I'm saying? He telling me that. Sure enough, it happened.
Seven. You know what I'm saying? Seven,
like,
nominations.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you just gotta believe. That's a strong thing we go by too. Like, but really believing that you can do whatever. Like, I know I'm gonna have the number one album when it drop. You know what I'm saying? Like,
who you or him or Kendrick play shit for outside of the camp that you like would trust their opinion? Like, who's somebody that said Good Kid, Mad City was like that shit? Not
nobody.
Dre, not
nobody.
You don't play for outside people.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he played for. I don't know who he plays exactly to.
Who you play for?
I play a lot of shit to Alchemist and Mac Miller. You know what I'm saying? And Danny Brown and shit like that. You know what I mean?
When you meet up with them,
yeah, Action Bronson too.
You'll play,
like,
some
me
shit.
And Action Bronson, niggas don't know. Like, me and Action Bronson real, real close. You know what I mean? Like, real close. Like, I'll play him like my whole album just to see what he thinks.
And he gives you like feedback?
Yeah, but Action's not a good feedback dude, cause he like everything, you know what I'm saying, that I be playing. So like, Alchemist would tell me like, yo, that's hard, but if you take the bridge out, some shit just don't need bridges. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, just take the bridge out. You know what I mean? Mac Miller would just tell me straight up, yo, that's trash. You know, nigga, you laugh at me or something. Like, run it back, laugh at the line. Like, ah, nigga, that's trash. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I do the same thing to him. Like, nigga, you crazy. That's
how do you
whack.
Feel? Well, speaking of pointing out things that are trash about Mac Miller, what do you think about Mac's hair that he debuted on Instagram?
Oh, man, the Mac is a young dude that don't give a fuck. But people don't understand. Like, people be trying to talk about him. They say he this, he that. He doesn't give a fuck. He never cared about what y'all really said. Like, He's a young man that's richer than me. He's a lot younger than me. I've been to his crib.
His
house
is fantastic.
Ass house. You know what I'm saying? Like, what does he have to?
No, I just want you to make fun of his hair.
Yeah. He's ugly as hell.
I
like,
mean, he's an ugly
gentleman. Like,
let's just be 100. I love the
ugly
kid.
His teeth look like the back of a cigarette.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
When you
like
smoke 100,000 cigarettes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But that's my dude. He makes good music, and he plays the guitar, whatever you need him to play. Like, he dude to come play.
He's getting better and more talented.
He's very talented.
He like keeps getting better.
From melodies to songwriting to, like, me and him want to do a whole little alternative album.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but the chances of it happening is very slim because
thank
of
you.
My,
thank
my
you
rap.
For saying that.
Being honest, you mean?
Yes.
Because when people say, we might do this collabo album.
That shit be all over.
Never.
Like, I don't understand so much
shit.
It's
amazing that you say that.
Then he goes, it's unlikely. Just right. be real
but,
about
but
it.
But we want to do it, like, you know what I mean?
You have real intentions.
No,
and
yeah, we really do.
And that's what counts. We
really do.
That is what
but
counts.
But I love the part when you know it probably won't happen. And then if it does happen,
amazing.
Great.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't want to get the fans' hopes up because we keep saying no to Black Hippie, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't have enough time. Yeah, we don't have enough time. Like, how are we going to do Black? Like, for example, how can we do a Black Hippie album this year?
Well, the only way.
My album coming out February 25th. I'm touring in March. From March to.
Forever.
To the end of summer. Because I'm going to do tours here, then I'm going to go overseas and tour. Like, then after that, Kendrick album or Ab Soul album is going to be out. Like, then they're going to be on the road. Then Kendrick going to be on. Then J-Rock going to be on the road. Like, it's literally no time. Like, we got to just have 1 year to sit out. If maybe...
No, if you all toured together and on the bus recorded, that's the way an album gets done, I feel like.
If, but this is like this. This is it. If my album was done by 2013 and it was out, we could have did it. You know what I'm saying? But my album took too long. I took too long on my album.
So basically, you fucked up the whole thing.
2013 was the only good year.
Thanks, Q.
Only good year we had a chance to really make a classic Black Hippie
but
album.
Even,
instead
but,
of, we can do a Black Hippie album, but it ain't going to be what they want. It's going to be quick songs.
That's what I was going to say. For Black Hippie, you probably can't do it.
Yeah.
But if you did a Mac Miller alternative album and literally said you're going to record it all in 2 weeks,
you could
do it.
Yeah, I can.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and the expectation
I wouldn't want to finish an album in 2 weeks. I don't think that's tight. I don't think that's smart.
No, I don't think so either. I'm just saying it could be done.
Yeah, it could be
done.
Might
have been just some ill underground shit.
Yeah, it could be done, but that's hard. But yeah, we're going
to... I just want to say something. I don't know if I mentioned this before. When I was in L.A. last time and I went by Mac Miller's house and he played me every song on his album, every minute of every song on his album. And it was good, and I really enjoyed it. I make fun of him because, you know, when rappers make you play albums, and then you hear the entire thing, and I'm like, as a DJ, I'm like, you can go to the next song now. So let me tell you one thing about Mac Miller's life. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And there were chicks who were too young for me to even look at, just willy-nilly wearing tank tops with no bras, but the tank tops way too open.
Yeah.
So you can just see titties.
Yeah,
just like, around the
side
house.
Side titties.
Just side titties all over his house. Like, you have to respect that man.
Okay.
That's a man.
What does that have to do with what the fuck we were talking about?
I just side titties just got into my head, and I just had to go there for a second.
Yeah, Mac is the man, dog. You can't hate on Mac, man.
Ooh, anyways, no, because we were talking about them doing an album together. No, but Black Hippie would have different expectations. People would have an expectation if there's a Black Hippie album that it's going to be like
greatest shit of all.
You don't want to deliver a Firm. You don't want to turn the Firm album.
Yeah,
no disrespect.
But hey, the Firm.
Oh, don't start.
Don't stop.
Guess what? You love that one too.
The Firm album was hard.
Firm album is hot.
How hot was it?
Firm album got joints.
Classic.
The first two they put out were just they fucked up.
Oh, really? You think?
Yeah.
You mean Executive Decisions and Firm Biz?
Yeah, they fucked up. But they were.
I'm talking Firm Biz.
Trackmasters fucked that up.
See,
man.
And there's Trackmasters full circle. And that's why we weren't
happy.
There's
some joints on there. There's a joint that uses 5 minutes of funk. I think it's 5 minutes to flush.
That's fire.
Nature. Some funk.
There's Desperados on there. You know Desperados. Phone tap.
Nori. I'm leaving.
Yeah, Nori
shit. Nori shit is fire. I used to rock in the clubs.
No, there's a handful, but it wasn't viewed well. Wait,
Nas is coming.
That's not on there.
No.
His album.
No, then there's another one that's like. Nas is coming with his album?
Do you remember?
That's the one you're talking about.
Yeah, Nas is coming
with his album. Foxy killed it. They would have done something.
No, Affirmative Action.
Allowed the cream. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I think Affirmative Action.
No, but Affirmative Action on the album, too. It was on Nas' album.
Yo, yeah, that was it. It was written.
Yeah, that's also it was written.
Yep.
Let me see that's where the Firm came from.
Yes.
From that song.
From the song Affirmative Action. Let's see if the Firm's album exists on Spotify. It does.
Yeah.
Good news, guys. Well, some would view it as good news. Hey, do you have a relationship?
Who?
You guys,
who
maybe.
Who views this?
All right, the songs are the intro, Firm Fiasco, which is an AZ song, Phone Tap, Executive Decision.
Phone Tap was hard.
Firm Family, Dr. Dre, Firm All Stars. Why do they have Firm in every song title? You can't do that. That's terrible. Fuck Somebody Else, Foxy Brown, Hardcore Foxy Brown, Untouchable, Wizard. Who the fuck is that? 5 Minutes to Flush, Syfe. That's the one you're talking about?
Yeah, this was on.
Dre redoing that beat?
Is it Dre redoing it?
I think so.
Could be Trackmasters too.
They said they just want to question me. The interruption, 4 in the morning.
They not. It feels
like Dre drums.
Yeah,
those are Dre drums.
I thought that shit was really good.
AZ had a song on here called "Throw Your Guns." Yo, do you have a relationship with Dre at all or no?
Yeah, we cool.
I've never even seen Dr. Dre.
Yeah, he's cool
in the flesh.
Does he have a? What is he? Is he like a hologram? Is he a real person?
Nah, you're a real person. You don't be tripping. Like, you cool nigga. I ain't never seen him mad or like none of that shit. Like,
has he ever said the word "yeah" to you before?
Nah, you ever seen? I probably never caught it. I'm pretty like, sure I would have caught it.
You like Dre? What's up? You good? He's like, yeah,
yeah.
Like, oh hell yeah!
Nah, I ain't never.
Is there anyone who else you said the story about most? Is there anyone else you remember just geeking out when you met them and couldn't believe they were a fan?
Oh, 50 Cent. Like, I was so big on 50.
That's Desperados. You were a big 50 fan?
Yeah.
With Get Rich or Die Trying?
Get Rich, Massacre. I like all 50 albums.
All 50 albums?
All his albums. Like, not so much all the mixtapes, but all the albums. He always came through with all
Although
the albums.
He has had a couple of great mixtapes.
I mean, people be trying to have 50, like, they be trying to compare him to, like, people like Nas or something. Like, he's a gangster rapper. Like, he's straight up G shit and party. Like, I like it for what it is. I take it for what it is. Like, I can hear 50 in his detail in his music. Like he really did what he did and talk about. Like, I could respect that. Like, it's when you rapper can break down details instead of just saying, I killed them and ran. And like a nigga say, I shot him, ran, police came, I ducked behind a tree. You know what I'm saying? He tell you, like, break it all the way down. Love,
right.
So make it sound really realistic. Or I robbed this nigga, only got 20 bucks. These niggas be talking about, I robbed a nigga, got 12 grand. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't rob nobody and get 12 grand. Like,
why? Hold on, I explain that.
You don't get 12 grand when you rob somebody. Like,
you never get that much.
Yeah, you don't talk about 30 bricks. Like, you didn't have 30 bricks. Like, you'll be in jail. You don't have 30 bricks and then quit and then get into
rapping. Too many bricks. Just too many.
You get what I'm saying? Like, you don't get 30 bricks, quit, and get into rapping. It doesn't help. It doesn't work like that.
Just one, like.
30 is just outrageous.
You know what I'm saying? 50 would never exaggerate none of that shit.
It's just an even number. Just clean 30 to 28.
Be real.
The fuck out of here.
Yeah, 50.
When do you listen to music? Because you seem like.
Walking to the store, because I don't have a car. I walk everywhere. Like, I walk.
In L.A.?
Yeah.
I thought that was illegal.
I live in a valley though, so like, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of space. I'm about to white people.
But you don't drive?
No, I don't drive.
You know how to drive?
Yeah, I don't drive.
And you don't have a car?
No. Are you someone who drives you?
I don't have a license or nothing.
Someone who drives you?
Yeah, I got somebody driving.
Like with your homie.
Why don't you drive? Why don't you
take
somebody's
car? My license been suspended since I was 19. I'm just trifling.
But you just never dealt with it? You just got a ticket probably and never even.
Yeah, it was the time when I was broken. I was getting into trouble and doing dumb shit. Like, so I'm just like,
but
ever since
now,
I didn't have my license, I haven't been getting in trouble.
Like, you have money now. Why don't you fix it?
It's scary, bro. It's just like a superstition with me. It's almost like I can easily go pay $2,000 and get my license back. My jacket costs more than $2,000.
This
one? Yeah.
This jacket costs more than $2,000?
Anytime you have zippers on the sleeve, it's.
Doesn't look that warm.
Get into it. We're gonna leave it alone.
Okay, fine.
but you know what I'm saying. Like, I haven't had no problems.
You just don't
like. You get in trouble when you get into a car. That's when 80%. You get to jail 80% of the time. They pull you out your car when you go into jail.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? I drive around with a lot of weed. You know what I'm saying? I smoke nonstop.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I'm.
What is this, an emergency?
I'm on a gang foul, like a gang member. They pull me over, like, have I ever been arrested? I went to jail for, like, I got a strike for what I went to jail for. That's a violent crime. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to pull me out the car. Like, yeah. I got it on record that I have fuck LAPD tattooed on me. Like, you know
Where's that one?
Oh, that's not nice.
Yeah, that's
you know what I'm saying? Like, they not about to take that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm cool. Like, I sit in the back seat. Or I had a homie drive that got a license. Or some. Don't get me wrong. You may catch me driving. Like, I may be in, like, chick car or some shit. But I'm not, like, no, it's not my car.
And do you ever see that changing?
No, I would have been brought one. Like, I've been making money since 2011. Like,
would you ever remove the fuck LAPD tattoo?
Nope. Fuck them niggas.
What if you fell in love with a woman who worked for
LAPD? That bitch.
I'm talking about the love of your life.
No, he's in love, and they'll get married. But at the vows, he's like, yo, fuck that bitch.
She gonna always know she's still a bitch.
She always gonna know she's an LAPD bitch.
You little bitch. Nah, but yeah. I ain't got time for all that, man. I got too much shit going on for me. Like, I like to sit in the house. Like, I'm not a dude that like to take a lot of pictures and shit. Like it makes me nervous. It makes me feel... I get anxiety.
What do you mean? When people take pictures with you?
Yeah, like you be on your regular shit. Because like I said, I walk everywhere. Like I be...
Where do you walk in the valley, though? Like, you just
to
walk
to the store or, like, you know what I mean? Grocery store right quick. That's how I listen to my music and find beats, too. Like,
oh, and you live in Cali, so why not walk? It's always nice.
Yeah, and perfect your music. Like, I listened to a record I done did last night or something. See what I want to change and just keep working on it. Like, you never stop working. So walking always helps me. You know what I'm saying? When you're in a car, like, you get there too fast. You get there before the first verse is even up. Like, you didn't even get to the third verse. You know what I'm saying? When you're driving, like, don't that shit be making you hot? You, I'm going to go around the corner one more time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I'm walking, I get to hear all that whole shit.
How do you feel about, like, the fans and pictures and shit? In this era that we're in, the picture shit is crazy.
Yeah, because it's like, people don't even have to know who you are. Like, they don't even know a song. They just know...
That's
seeing
what
you on TV.
You
like,
know, I'm sure you don't mind when it's a fan. Yeah, but when it's the fan's friend who you know they don't even... Like, who's that again? And then you know they're coming up for a picture.
That's the worst.
Does that get annoying? That,
yeah, that's...
People say, who are you?
I had niggas call me Absol. Niggas call me Absol. Absol, can I get a picture, man? Like, you got to find
People
Absol.
People call me
first.
All different DJs. That's going to happen. People call me Rosenberg.
Yeah.
People call me Rosenberg. The other day, some dude in the diner was like, Rosenberg. I'm like, do I look Jewish? like, not even confusing us. Do I look like a Jewish person?
You could be a Puerto Rican Jew. You never know.
On,
unlikely. Paul Rosenberg told me the other day that a couple weeks ago, we said something on the radio when I was talking about Giuliani and like what he did on 9/11 wasn't that impressive.
Right.
Someone added him on Twitter and was like, you piece of shit. You make me fucking sick. And Paul Rosenberg said, I normally let it go. But he went so far that I had to write him back. I'm like, that's not me, you fucking dickhead. No, I was leaving Barclays at Kanye. And I hate leaving crowded concerts. It's just, I hate it, right? So, but I took my wife for her birthday. I said, when the last song comes on, we're out of here. Bound 2 comes on. I already know that's the last song. I love Bound, but once I hear the chorus once, I'm good. Let's get out. We run. Of course, once we get out into the thing, my wife's like, I have to pee. Because the day we're going to die, by the way,
fucking make it.
I just want y'all to know, one day I'm going to die, and the story's going to be that me and my wife were escaping, and she had to stop and pee. I just want you to know that's how my life is going to end.
Sounds like my daughter.
Exactly. Only my wife's 28 years old. Her bladder should be bigger. Anyways, so she goes to the bathroom. We're still good. I'm running past the concession, the t-shirt stand, and a woman's like, Rosenberg, can I take a picture real quick? No problem. Sure, stop. I was like, sorry, I'm just rushing out, but let's take one. I hear her friend go, out loud, not even trying to be polite, who is that? Who are you taking a picture with? I'm like, she's like, it's Rosenberg from Hot 97. She's like, oh, okay. I finished taking the picture. The woman's like, can I take a picture? I'm like, you don't even care, and you can tell I'm in a rush. Mm. Why? This is now crazy.
You don't know me.
I start telling people no now. Like, you know what I mean? When they
what
see
if you say
it,
no to the wrong person who's a real fan?
Shit happens, dog. Like, don't take. Like, I'm a regular person. Just like I get mad sometimes. I get irritated too. Like, they don't understand. Like, I could have done took 20 pictures before I just told you no. You know what I'm saying? Sorry it had to be you that I had to say no. But
every once in a while.
Like, come on, man. Like, it's sometime you would be, like, in a shoe store or something shopping where you know everybody know you see you walk in and everybody looking at you and they walk to their friend and do something. You're like, come on. Like, I know what's going on. Like, you know what I'm saying? I take a picture with you. Like, everybody in here is going to want for the picture. You get what I'm saying?
But isn't it funny? But here's the funniest part is that It is super annoying. And this is an obvious statement, I know, but it still crossed my mind. The day for someone, you know, the day you walk into that store and no one says shit.
Yeah.
That you're going to hate. You're going to be like, what the fuck's going
on? But no, it still happens sometimes. Like, you'll walk in a store, but you know they still know you, but they won't say nothing.
I was in L.A. too, so if they're like...
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, they see stars and shit like that all the time. Like, high-class celebrities, not just...
not just weed-smoking.
Yeah, not know. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas see...
I know you got to dip in a minute, but you seem real healthy. Like, around the time you first came up here, you were big on the lean.
Yeah.
You had a bit of a gut going.
Man, I'm still big. I'm still...
Nah, but you don't... You first of all, are you done with lean altogether?
That's my side, bitch. I ain't gonna lie.
It's still your side bitch.
Yeah,
she's
like
around.
I don't fuck with her like I used to. I quit for like over a year, but then I relapsed. I'm not gonna sit here and lie. Like, but I don't.
You never do, Q.
Yeah, we notice you don't lie at all. So every once in a while, you still do.
Yeah, but I don't buy it.
If it's around, you might.
Yeah, yeah. Like so, it's like the weed smoker homie that always got the blunt but never no weed. That's how I am. Like, all my homies still sip lean, so. I'll come by and be like, yo, let me get some of that. You know what I'm saying? Pour me a cup. And I'll be faded off one cup and I'll be straight. You know what I'm saying?
And that's way better. Were you drinking?
Still bad.
But were you when you were in the heyday of it, were you drinking a lot of it?
Oh, my God, bro. Like, it was bad. Like, Interscope was talking about putting me in rehab. And they had a whole big meeting about it. Like, about me and shit. And saying I need to go to rehab. And
jeez.
I was showing up to interviews. And
I can just picture it
caring,
right now.
I was not caring about interviews and shit.
And yeah,
like
you just
that.
Faded.
Like, because, like, you know what I mean? You be grumpy when you're on that shit because you always tired. Imagine always being tired and you got to do this shit. You got to go here, there.
I can.
There.
It's called doing a morning show. It's horrible.
It's different, though.
I know,
like,
I know.
Imagine woozy
like
off the NyQuil.
Right.
Yeah, like you just woke up. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit is irritating.
Woozy off a NyQuil at work. It's a terrible feeling, right? Like, oh,
you know
like just
saying?
All day.
Like,
I can picture the meetings.
Why? What's good? Why do you do it then?
It makes you feel good.
So at first, it feels good.
It's good when you're not doing interviews. Like, when you're on your own terms, it's awesome. But when you got to go around and still be productive, you're like, yo, like, this is...
I'm really tired.
I like talking to your bitch ass. Like, where you so cute? How does it feel to have an album coming out? It's
fuck
cool.
You!
Yeah, it's cool. Like, answer shit like that.
Mr. Q, we see you've been working really hard on the album. Tell us a bit about it. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Yo, you know what I'm saying?
I just picture right now the Interscope meeting. We're like, we're worried about one of our artists. It's a Schoolboy Q. And like, what's the problem? It's like, we brought a picture to show you. And just Q laying face down in an
they
interview.
They got an interview where I fell asleep.
No.
When Kendrick is rapping. Yeah, look it up. Look it up.
Are
it's funny. It's Schoolboy Q goes to sleep.
Are you serious? It's on YouTube. All right.
Kendrick rapping. And Kendrick, he kicking me the whole time under the table.
While he's rapping?
Yeah, or like while he doing an interview, and I'll wake up for a bit and try to make it seem like I really was asleep. But I was really sleeping.
It comes up.
Like, it was weird. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, there are two things. Get mad at you?
Oh, Dot?
Yeah.
Nah, he liked that type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Funny?
Yeah, he think it's funny.
Was it at K104?
Yep, that's it right there.
There's also, by the way, when you start typing in Schoolboy Q falls, it says Schoolboy Q falls on stage.
Oh, I fell on stage too.
And it says Schoolboy Q falls asleep. They both come up.
Attempt to adjust your radios right now.
This poor guy,
it's
he's going
time for
in.
A Kendrick Lamar freestyle. Schoolboy Q over there, collar green dad. I see you. TDE takeover. Hey, last time you was here, you freestyle, we got over 1 million views.
Right.
So right now you got the freestyle.
Where's K104?
Topics: Bebe's babes, $5,000, Dallas, yeah. Texas.
He's out.
Okay.
Let's go.
Kendrick's all happy.
Triple D that.
Triple D, what's that in?
Baby, the ambassador, partner.
Yeah. Yeah. Chick, I'm getting there. How I feel. I'm asleep. 25
with no kids, but. Oh, God. You guys can look that up yourself. That's a treat. All right, Q.
Yo, I fuck with Q, man.
He's one of the best,
yo,
man.
Yo, Q did my improv show.
Yeah.
Yo, I fuck with Q, man.
I know. He's
he looks
good.
Out, man, every time. Because one time he wasn't here, I had to interview him by myself.
Yeah, I remember.
About the lean shit, like,
yeah.
This is a good dude.
I get a lot of flack, the I'm on TDE dick flack, and I have to say, There's no crew I'd rather be told that I'm on the dick of than TDE. This is a strong crew. Fuck. This is,
man,
you guys are strong.
Honestly, can't nobody fucking with us. I don't care what they say. Like, I don't care how many records you sell or none of that. We all about to pass all that shit up too. Like, you niggas can't fuck with us. Like, simple as that. Like, we really take our time with our shit, and we really evaluate our shit. That's why people love us, because we real. We don't walk around with, bro, I'm making way more money than all these niggas that's walking around with 10 chains. And like, nigga, I ain't got no chain on. Nigga, my jacket costs more than your chain. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I like the jacket.
My jeans. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't gotta like front. Like, I do this shit for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not here trying to pump fake or nothing. Like, our fans, and that's why our fans love us, because we don't just shit on our fans. Oh yeah, blah blah blah. Like, I jump in the crowd, I say what's up. Like, I done did plenty of shows where it's like 2,000 people there, and I walked out the front door slapping hands. Like, you get what I'm saying? It's on camera too. You know?
No, you guys are always like
the
that.
Ending of the show, like
to end the night.
I didn't walk to the backstage to grab my stuff. I walked out the front door. You get what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Slapping hands.
And I just said this to someone the other day.
Sure,
I think
love. Like,
one of the coolest things about Black Hippie and TDE is that Kendrick obviously has a huge fan base, right? And he has some pop fans, and he has dedicated Kendrick fans. But then Q has his whole own. It's like y'all are like a Venn diagram. Is it a Zen diagram or a Venn diagram? The circles, right?
Yeah.
And they in the middle, there's a big one that loves all of y'all. Mm. But you guys all have your own. Solo has his own.
Yeah, he
do. Do you think there's Schoolboy Q fans that maybe don't even like Kendrick?
Are you serious?
They do, but not like
it's
like
people
him.
That hate Kendrick. That's,
really?
Like, it's people like
who hit you
Kendrick
up?
Kendrick fans hate, a lot of them hate me. You know what I'm saying? Because they hear a record like Collard Greens or Man of the Year, and they think like, there's no substance in this. Like, Man of the Year got so much substance in it. Like, what are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. They all have.
You know what
own.
I'm saying? They just hear the hook. Like, yeah. My nigga, you ain't even listen to the song. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, like Kendrick fans, a lot of them hate me. Like, they're like, I hate you.
What about Solo fans and Q fans? Do you think you guys cross over a lot?
Me and Solo, we got a lot of the same fans, because we kind of like, we're like each other's like edge. Like, I'm the person they want to listen to when they don't want to think as much, and when they don't want to turn up as much or be as gangster or get into that street life, they go to Absol. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's no in between with it. Like how it is with Kendrick. Like, some niggas just hate me, and some, like, if you're an Absol fan, you like me. You need some balance in your life, you know what I'm saying? Same with J-Rock. Like, J-Rock, he just been in the studio redoing a whole new project. He rebuilding his brand, and just, you know what I'm saying?
Well, J-Rock's situation is real interesting, because he already had his own situation.
Yeah,
he was
he
the
kicked
first,
off TD. He kicked
and he
off
kicked
TD.
Off the whole thing, right? It was just him and Top. Like, he was the first artist.
Yeah, but
even
Kendrick
with that deal,
too. Kendrick was there, too.
He was there? Oh, because
J-Rock isn't.
Kendrick was signed as K-Dot, right?
Yeah.
To RCA, was it?
What was it? He was fucking with Def Jam at one point.
And then, oh, yeah, that's right. And then J-Rock had his deal. He had that record with Wayne called All My Life.
Mm-hmm.
And
J-Rock kicked the doors down.
And he kicked the and it got started.
I remember, yeah.
J-Rock was, and then now you guys have kind of all surpassed him, and now it's time for him to kind of lift his shit up.
I mean, I wouldn't even call it that. Like, people don't understand, it's not that we passed J-Rock up. Like, J-Rock is the ambassador. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he kicked the door down for us. That's J-Rock. That was J-Rock's way of building itself. Like, he wanted to disappear for a little bit.
So he wanted to rebuild a bit.
Yeah, he wanted to rebuild. That was him rebuilding. Like, we didn't, like, just pass him up on our shit. He wanted to sit back, evaluate, and redo his shit, because people was thinking he was too violent and shit like that. Mm. Thinking he was just, you know what I'm saying, like, this just mean dude just walk around mean mugging and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? They used to ban him for certain shows in L.A., like, you know what I mean? Because they know he was a blood and he carries, you know what I'm saying, like a gang of niggas with him or whatever. But
also, interesting to point out, J-Rock is the only TDE feature on the official Kendrick album, not the bonus tracks. He is the only Black Hippie feature on there.
Yeah.
J-Rock's dope, man.
His new project, though, like, his new album, bro, like, this only heard 5 records, but it's a whole new J-Rock. Like, it's crazy. Like,
I'm excited to hear it.
He switched this whole shit up. You know what I mean? He's still on this gutter shit, but I can't even explain it. You would have to hear it. You know what I mean? I don't want to give too much out, but J-Rock is the 5 records I heard.
What was
got
it?
Me
what
spooked.
Was,
like, I wanted. I wish I wrote one of them songs. Like, I wish it was my record.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? When you hear a record and you be like, damn, I wish that was mine. You know what I'm saying? I wish I had that record. Then that's something. Like, when I heard Money Trees on Kendrick, I'm like, fuck.
That,
you know what I'm saying? You talking about robbing houses, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why didn't I think of that? I wish I wrote that. You know what I'm saying? J-Rock got one of them records where I'm like, yo, wish I wrote it.
When's the last, who's the last fat girl you fucked?
That's a good question. Who was the last fat girl you fucked? He's thinking.
My girlfriend.
Last night.
I'm just saying because I know he'll answer it. He'll answer anything.
He'll answer anything you ask.
Fucking answer anything.
It's a fun game to play with him.
It was a long time ago.
But you did fuck a fat girl.
Yeah. Like probably like 06 or some shit. 05 or something.
I'm trying to think of what else I could ask him that.
Y'all funny.
What's the last racist thing you said?
Oh.
Racist thing I said? Yeah. That TMZ got on me for it too. That I said all white people could say the Nick didn't work.
That's not right. That was actually cool that you did that.
Hold on. We should do that for the radio. That should be everyday racism. What was the story? Tell us what happened real quick. We'll make this a little more radio-like because that'll be a good story for the radio. What was the story with TMZ saying that you had a line where you said that you were fine with white people saying the N-word?
It's like in the crowd,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, if you at my show, like, honestly, I believe, like, people are always trying to keep racism alive. Like, don't get me wrong. It's always, I think everybody dislike a certain, you know, everybody's prejudiced. That's what I look at it as now. Like, I don't think everybody's, like, racist. Like, I don't, it's hard for me to believe that this white person really hates black people. Like,
you talking about me specifically or all white people?
No.
I'm sorry. Because okay. I don't mind crazy. Black people.
Even white people that say they hate black people, like, I don't believe it.
They just don't know.
You're dumb. Like, you don't dislike black people. Like, and I hate when I'm at my shows and I do a song like Bless, where I say, bless my nigga, blah, 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 about it could be worse, my nigga, don't stress.
And you see me
nigga.
Going, bless my.
Yeah,
that's
my. They look uncomfortable.
You can see, you see,
you know
the,
I'm saying? Like,
you see the crowd uncomfortable.
Yeah, they be uncomfortable. Like,
looking
when
like
I drop the song, they go crazy. Ah! Right. But when the hook come,
they're like
crickets. You only hear the and like my shows, it's more white and Asians at my shows than it are blacks. You get what I'm saying? Like,
so you don't want them to not sing
the
song.
It's like the 200 out of 2,000 people. The out of 2,000 people, let's say with 300 black that's in there. You know what I'm saying? It's, they only say it, so it doesn't sound like shit. You get what I'm saying? It sounds whack as fuck. And all the white people just look uncomfortable, you know what I'm saying? They doing their little fake smile, smirk, like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas standing right behind them and shit, and I don't like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's all good. I say a little speech like, yo, you here? You put money on, you put food on my table, you know what I'm saying? You put clothes on my back. Like, these are the people that's coming to these shows. Like, y'all just provider for me and my family. Like, yeah. I know you're not racist. I'm not telling you to go say the N-word outside of this concert. You know what I mean?
So you're not giving them a permanent pass. You're just giving.
I'm not even a black person.
It's only circle pass.
I'm not. Yeah, it's never a permanent pass. You like, you can't just go say the N-word in front of Ebro and don't know him. Like, I wouldn't expect,
especially you,
a white dude that work here to just come, what's up, my nigga, to me. I'm gonna look at him crazy too. Like, you crazy? Like, you.
He's talking about the first time.
I'm not gonna beat him up.
But you're gonna be like, what?
Are you crazy? Like, you stupid. Be like, be careful. You know,
no, that's funny because you're right. You can't go around black adults and just say the N-word either.
No, you can't.
You just walk into someone's house and say the N-word if you're black.
That's me being black right now. Like, it's old people gotta check me if they hear me say nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still get it. Like, hey, watch your mouth, boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, old ass man, you know what I'm saying? Hear me say the N-word.
They can say it at the concert.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want at my concert. You can say, fuck my mom. You can call me a bitch. You know
they can't then leave, go to work the next day and say, yo, my nigga, and be like, what are you doing? Schoolboy Q said it was okay.
No, I never said it was right. Okay.
Is it in writing? I was in trying to come up with questions to see if Schoolboy Q would say anything, I was going to ask if he's ever shit himself, but he already admitted that at your at your improv show.
Yeah, I definitely shit on myself.
You shit on yourself. We got that part right.
Yeah.
What about how difficult is the long fingernails? That feels like it'll be a pain in the ass.
Oh, man. It's cool just besides getting weed in them.
But what's the point of it? It's just to have a roach clip? Is that really just the point?
Now it's just your shit. Like, well, I grew up on Fig. Like, I grew up around a lot of pimps and players and shit like that. Like, back in the days, like, a lot of the pimps used to have long nails. So when I was younger, I used to always see the pimps and all them had long nails. You know what I'm saying? Whether it was niggas on my block. Like, the real schoolboy, he used to be a pimp. Like, from my hood, the real schoolboy. Like, my name ain't schoolboy in my hood. It's Hoover Spanky. You know what I'm saying? But it's a schoolboy from my hood. The real schoolboy, he was a pimp.
So you specifically name yourself after him or no?
Somewhat, yeah.
To play on.
Yeah, but because people called me Schoolboy because I was gang banging, I was in the streets, but I was like a
good student.
A student. Like, I always had good grades and I was an athlete. I come to the block, you know what I'm saying, from baseball practice or basketball practice, football practice, and niggas would be like, yo, this nigga right here crazy. Nigga go to school and come back and kick it with the homies, you know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga's crazy.
Bless.
You know what I'm saying? So.
So that's it. You got Schoolboy, but there's a real Schoolboy.
Yeah, but
school
it's a real
Schoolboy,
and he's a pimp. I played on that, too, though. You know what I mean?
All right, before we let you go, absolute last thing. Are you recovered from the 49ers loss yet?
No, man, I'm hurt. Very, very hurt.
Safe.
I went to the game. And I'm,
you went to Seattle? Yeah. Did you go with Macklemore?
No.
Did you see Macklemore?
He performed at halftime.
Oh, you performed.
Yeah, but
you didn't. You couldn't even be near him. Let's be honest,
like,
y'all.
Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck all that bullshit.
Yeah, I ain't trying to hang with you, nigga. Walking out probably the stadium was the hardest shit ever. Everybody laughing and pointing at you, like, yeah, we want. I got my Niner jacket on, walking out the stadium, like it's like me and like 100 Niner fans walking out with our heads down, like dabbing each other up, like, man. All good next year.
And you're in New York all the way through the Super Bowl, right?
Well, no, I'm going to leave. I got to do some shows. I got to do a show.
So you're coming back. You're leaving and coming back.
And I got to do something in L.A. right now.
Are you going to go to the Super Bowl still or no?
Hell no.
Fuck that, right?
I ain't going to see no motherfucking Seahawks or no damn
Now, as a huge
Bronco fan,
as a huge 49ers fan, do you have any comment on the overblown story that has been people freaking out about Richard Sherman after the game? Do you have any thoughts on this?
I mean, yeah, he ran his mouth a little too much. I mean, but
it wasn't that crazy though. Like,
nah. I mean, this is football. It's like boxing. You can't tell a boxer like not the clown or no. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is football. But at the same time, you don't want to be like look like a clown and be unprofessional. Like. Don't try to make this a street thing or a rap thing. Like, this is not that world. Like, stay professional. Like, if you was a rapper or, you know what I'm saying, a boxer, like, that's street shit. Like, I can see a boxer relating to a rapper or doing things rapper do.
Yeah.
It's street shit. You're a boxer.
Fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, but this football, is this is a whole different ball game. Like, it's good to talk trash, but you still got to keep it professional. And, like, I never heard nobody do nothing like that. Like,
really? So you actually were a little bit like, whoa, a little out of line.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time,
it's Richard Sherman, though. That's
still
what
football. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I'm not just calling them flat out. Like, but
if you saw Richard Sherman on the street, what would you say to him?
Shit,
nothing. You walk right by him.
Yeah,
he disrespected your team.
I'm a Niner fan, but he's
nice though.
My friend is his cousin though, like a real good dude I started rapping with. It's his cousin.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
But I got my tickets to the Seahawks game. From my DJ's cousin. Like, I know, like, three people on the Seahawks. It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
you kind of a
sellout. I met Sherman a long time ago. I don't know if he
kind of even... You're kind of friends with the enemy, to be honest with you.
Nah. My DJ, his cousin, is Bobby Wagner, the middle linebacker.
Oh, really?
For the Seahawks. Well, I mean, he's basically, like, a part of the camp, TD. Like,
Were you able to see how brutal Bowman's injury was from there?
Nah, I couldn't see it from where I was at.
Yo, it was so bad.
I was had a good seats, but I couldn't.
Safe. Yeah, that's why you wouldn't watch sports.
That's why I don't watch sports.
It's nasty. Yeah, I just hope you get better, man. You
know I mean? Wonder who cried harder after that game, you or Asher. I really am curious. You guys.
Man, I was hurt.
That's a bad.
I couldn't cry, though, because I was around all them Seattle fans.
You would have cried at home, though.
I probably would have. I lost money. I lost money, too.
When was the last time you cried? You cried recently? About something not serious. When was the last time you cried at either like a movie, a sports loss? I don't want you to say something depressing. I just want to know something. Last time you just cried like a little bitch.
A little bitch.
Someone made fun of you. What about just a lump in your throat? What about was, you know those feelings?
Oh, the little lump.
Yeah.
And you're like,
when the sad music comes on or some shit.
I woke up one morning on tour while I was out of town. And prior to that, I was in the studio for like 2 weeks. And I didn't see my daughter the whole 2 weeks. And
this is sad.
Same. Well, I didn't cry, but I got a little teary eyed just thinking about it. I was, like, in the studio for 2 weeks, and I ain't seen her for 2 weeks, and we're in the same city. And it just, like, kind of fucked with me a little bit. Like, damn, like, what kind of nigga am I? Like, you know what I'm saying? This album is done, but I'm still trying to get shit right. You know what I'm saying?
I told you not to do a depressing one. Now you're being a depressing
one. Yeah, like, but I didn't cry. I didn't cry, though.
You bumped. You had a...
Yeah, I had a little lump, like, oh, looking at
me. What would you do if you came home, and then your daughter was just wearing a little Richard Sherman jersey?
Yo, right.
Don't play around, man.
I would slap the shit out of her mama.
Yo, Q, we're happy for you, buddy. Good luck. I just gave him an awkward, real handshake.
Yeah.
You know what it is? Juan Epstein, thank you, bro.
Hell yeah.
Just blew it up.
I saw it.
Blew it up.
Get a tissue. Now you're snotty. I can feel it.